Mashuja, West Pequot County Commissioner Abdullahi Khalif has called on investors exploring minerals in the county to adhere to the regulations governing mining. While presiding over this year's Mashuja Day celebrations at Makatano Primary School in Kapenguria, Khalif noted that there were some gold miners indiscriminately extracting gold and other minerals with little concern over environmental sustainability. The CC observed that the county is blessed with gold deposits, which is being explored by investors who have no regard for the welfare of the local community and in addition practice tax evasion. These investors must know that we have an existing mining act which has to be observed at all costs. We are going to consult with the county government to come up with mechanisms to ensure existing legislations are obeyed for the safety and welfare of the locals. Some investors are also denying the county government revenue through tax evasion, observed Khalif. He regretted that the investors dealing with mining had forgotten that the law provides that the host community benefits from any investment activities through community social responsibility, CSR, which seems to have been forgotten. CC Khalif explained that if the situation escalates, then the future generations will have nothing to benefit from. It is common practice that any investor exploring resources should engage in community welfare activities such as building of schools, health centers, water supply among other basic community services, mentioned Khalif. West Pequot County, commonly dubbed a home of hidden treasures, takes pride in having precious minerals such as gold and limestone, which in the recent past have attracted many investors. Meanwhile, the CC has hailed the security agencies for their commitment in eliminating crime in the county, which had been plagued by many incidences of banditry. Khalif said that for the last 6 months, the county has experienced unusual calm, something that has helped spearhead development. We have managed to stop gunshots in areas that had been known for armed banditry. Areas such as Capuchin and Cheptalel are now very quiet because of the intensified security. We are informed that the communities along the county borders have embraced peace. Cattle rustling has stopped and even the communities are grazing their livestock together across the neighboring counties Turkana and Elgeyo Marakwet, Khalif reiterated. He promised that areas that are starved of security will be considered for the next deployment of the National Police Reservists, NPR. We have some schools in Pequot Central that were closed due to insecurity such as Cheptalel, but by January next year the schools will be reopened with deployment of enough security officers. We are in the pipeline of establishing a police post at Ombolian to help in boosting security around that area, said the CC. On the Affordable Housing Program, AHP, Khalif regretted that the county was doing badly unlike other counties where the program is on course. Khalif ordered those still occupying identified sites for the construction of the affordable housing units to vacate before the government machinery uses available mechanisms to drive them out, since their continued stay is behind the delays in the implementation of the program in the county. The CC received accolades from various speakers terming him one of the heroes as far as enhancing security within the county.